The only breakfast show for the North East. Although the host is from Yorkshire. Well, let's keep that bit quiet, please. My name's Tom Boston. I'm here till 10 o'clock. Got some great tunes for you, just as promised. Here's Bublé to start your Wednesday morning. God bless you, Michael. Thanks for coming on. I don't know why. You're listening to The Breakfast Show, 7.51. We've got some news now from Victoria Beckham, who's opened up her new shop yesterday in Mayfair. Somewhat of a closed shop, but she couldn't be there, unfortunately. She was in New York. They've made her a UN ambassador, okay, over there. So she wasn't there, but she did send Dave. So Dave Beckham, he was there. So you might have seen him if you was at the launch of the new shop. He was there waving to people. I hope he's not bought anything. I think the first thing I thought when I read that is I thought, oh no, I hope he's not bought a sarong. Like, you know, we've only just forgiven him. Put it down, Dave. No, I know it looks from the women's section, man. What's wrong with you?
The Breakfast Show with Tom Boston on N1 FM
102.5. Loads of tunes to play before 8 o'clock from Oasis as well as Adele. Got Noah and the Whale on for you next. And then we've got the pick of the papers. Go through the morning papers, pick out the funny bits for you so you don't have to. It's all part of the service, Newcastle. Keep those texts coming in on 60300, start your message with NE1, and you can tweet me right now at NE1FM Breakfast. Let me know how your Wednesday's going so far. A fireman had to hop to it. Hey, you'll see why I've said that, because it's about a frog. Oh, I've ruined it. He had to hop to it. Right, when he was rescuing a family from a burning home, okay, got everyone out safely, and then a young lad, Jamie Wilson, said, oh, me pet frog's inside. If you could go and risk your life for the frog, please, that would be great. And Craig Tipton from Texas, he did it, and he saved the frog, put a smile back on that little boy's face. Well done, that man, well done. I don't know if I'd have done the same thing. Right, I've got everyone out safely. I've done very well. I've rescued the mum and the dad and the kids. I'm going to be in the paper. We'll have a nice photo. We put the fire out. Is everyone all right? What's that, lad? A frog? You've got a frog in the house and you want me to go... Don't cry. Don't cry. All right. Stop those tears, all right? Fine, I'll go and get the frog. They just... I'll be right back. I won't be a very good fireman, would I? He's Queen. I want to break free. Probably what the frog were thinking.
The Breakfast Show with Tom Boston on N1 FM
102.5. I am joined in the studio by Leon Mort. Leon, how are you this morning?
I'm fine this morning. You've tied me to this chair. I can't get out.
I've roped Leon in. I said, come and get involved. You've got to get involved in Fred's Riddle. It's our brand new feature. I should be joined on the phone by my dad. Fred, how are you?
Hello, Fred.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, Fred. Are you okay?
I'm not so bad, no.
Good, good. I think your son wants to have a word.
Okay.
You and Leon are like best mates, aren't you now? every week. Fred, people have been answering in their thousands to this riddle. Okay,
yeah,
we've had no responses, Fred. You've made it really, really hard again. But let's get the answer. I asked Leon if he knew the answer to this riddle. You had no clue, did you?
Not a clue.
Not a clue. Fred, just remind us of the riddle before you give us the answer.
The riddle was, no idea. Let me think. Let me get me a bit of paper
get
out.
Get a bit of paper out.
I know, you just give me these shock things and I'm not
I do, I've put you on the spot on air. It's hard to remember one thing every show. It's hard to remember one thing every show.
What is the shyest thing in the world?
What is the shyest thing in the world? And the answer is...
A clock. Because it's always got its hand on its face.
It's always got a clock. Because it's always got its hands on its face.
Yeah, okay.
Well, if you got that at home, you deserve a medal, because I've never heard such nonsense.
Right. We'll be here tomorrow.
We'll be having another riddle from Fred same time tomorrow. What are you doing for the rest of your day? You told me to mention something about squirrels.
Well, I'm going to allotment, and them very nice little furry things, I'm going to kill them all, because all my sweet corn have been robbed by them.
That seems fair.
Break them off and run off with them.
So you've got squirrels nicking your sweet corn.
Yeah.
Please don't kill anything.
No, well, what's going to happen is we've got these traps, you see. And the guy says, what you do is you put them in a bucket of water and you leave them. But then our wife says, no way, we'll take them to Gotts Park and let them go.
Right, I should... You know what, right? I've learnt a lesson, Leon. You've been in radio for a long time.
You might say that.
always prep your interviewee, okay? When they say, ask me about my squirrels, make sure they're not going to be drowning them in buckets before you put them on the radio, all right? This is Jason Mraz. I'm yours. Fred, thank you so much
Cheers,
for that.
Cheers, Fred. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to the Anyone FM Breakfast Show on Anyone FM 102.5.
It's 8:46 across Newcastle and Gateshead. This is 102.5 FM. We are live across Newcastle and Gateshead. We are also online, as well as on your mobile. A big hello. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning. Always good to have local listeners for your local breakfast show. Now, we were talking earlier about the black cheeseburger from Japan. It's a black bun, and it's black cheese, okay? It's like a limited edition thing they're doing in Japan. We tweeted a picture of it, and Susan Wharton has got in touch on Twitter, and she's given us a bit of a review of what she thinks. It's very clever. I think she could be a food critic, I really do, because she's gone really in-depth with the review of the black cheeseburger. I'll read it out for you now. She's put, "That looks bloody awful." Thanks, Susan. This is LCD Sound System. Daft Punk is playing at my house. It's weird news this morning. We like to do weird news every morning, and today features Kanye West. This is the news that he dropped in on 40 fashion students at the LA Trade Technical College as part of his 240-hour community service. Okay, so he's had to go in as part of his community service. I thought he had to pick up litter, not go talk to fashion students. Anyway, he's supposed to be talking to them, about fashion, and he's ended up just talking about himself. For 2 hours, he's talked about himself. Got a quote here. "It went on for about an hour and a half, and Kanye discussed a lot of things, but mainly about his inspirations." So the poor students. I mean, fair enough punishing Kanye West. All right, give him 240 hours community service. But don't punish the students. The poor fashion students just sat there, gets to about an hour and a half. Still going on, isn't he, about himself? And yeah, what it was, yeah, the first 10 minutes, it were exciting. It, you know, ooh, Kanye West. But he now has been talking about himself for quite a long time. Don't punish him. I'd say, Kanye, all right, go pick some litter up outside. How about that? All right? There's some walls you can clean on my estate. That's some community service for you. The graffiti, yeah, every week. Don't look at that, it's rude. Well, I'm
just waiting for Anyone FM.
Way I'm on.
And it goes a little something like this.
Anyone for breakfast.
Let me tell you about this, Newcastle. I'm going to go to Go Ape. Have you heard of Go Ape? I'm told it's like a big... There's loads of trees, and you can go up in the trees, and you put like a harness on, and then you swing from the trees, and then there's like rope bridges. It's like a big climbing frame for adults. Go Ape, it's called. Now, if you know me, or if you listen to this show, you'll know that I'm not really a fan of doing anything. I'm quite boring. I like to sit down and have a cup of tea. So this is going to be an adventure for me. I'm going to go ape like a monkey. Has anyone ever, if you've been to Go Ape, can you please tweet me now at AnyoneFM Breakfast? Let me know what I'm in for. Or you can text me on 60300. Start your message with NE1. Am I going to survive? Okay, I'm a bit of a couch potato. I'm a bit worried, Newcastle. I don't want to let people down. Are you all right up there, Tom? I'm all right. You don't look like you're going ape. No, I'm not. You're going a pale shade of white. That's what you're going.
You're listening to the AnyoneFM Breakfast Show on AnyoneFM 102.5.
And by the way, the squirrels are safe.
I want to ask you about that. We had a bit of a backlash because yesterday on the air, if you wasn't listening, Newcastle, my dad said that he was figuring out how to drown squirrels in a bucket. And I'm quoting you there.
Well, I didn't say that.
What?
I said, you've got a trap.
You've got to trap them
and
in a bucket.
You put them in the trap.
In a bucket of water.
And then there's a bath.
A bath?
Aye.
So you're bathing squirrels?
Yeah, you bath them.
But Fred,
they don't survive the bath.
They don't survive the bath. That's drowning. That's called drowning, Fred.
All right. Well, anyway, I thought that was a bad idea, so I've decided not to do that.
Good. I think it's a bad idea, too. You leave those squirrels alone.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'm going to play now One Direction. You must like these ones, Fred.
Oh, yes. I like them.
Okay. This is Live While You're Young.
Okay.
All the best.